This is Free Speech Radio, and John, you're on TalkSport. Thanks very much for calling.
Hi. George, what a litany of anti-Israel propaganda. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd be grabbing my suicide belt and Kalashnikov and going off to Israel myself to kill a few Israeli civilians.
That's well-witted, John. Now go on with your point.
Well, I mean, I don't know where to start. There's so much there.
I mean,
you said that Israel is illegally occupying Arab land, but I think you know as well as I do that that's not true. That the UN resolutions, the Oslo Accords, and the roadmap all give Israel the right to control the territories until a permanent peace has been found. The problem is that there's no...
I don't know whether to laugh or cry at that falsehood.
Can I just finish what I said?
Yeah.
The problem is that they don't have a partner for peace. The majority of Palestinians have recently voted for an organization called Hamas, whose constitution is effectively being lifted from the pages of Hitler's Mein Kampf. It calls upon the killing, it calls for the killing of Jews everywhere. Israel can hardly be expected to sit down to the negotiating table with a country which wants to destroy it. I mean, you know, on the list of nations queuing up to commit national suicide, you know, the Jews come maybe 11th on the list, maybe 7th, or maybe even 4th, but not first, not again, George.
Go ahead,
can I just correct a few other points that you said?
Please do.
I mean, it's worthwhile. I mean, you talked about the majority of Israelis coming from escaping persecution in Eastern Europe. I mean, that's not actually true. The majority of Israelis are escapees, or the descendants of escapees from persecution in Arab countries.
One of the things that's going to be necessary, John, in this discussion is that you don't misrepresent things that I have said. Those words you've just attributed to me were never spoken by me. I said that the original Zionist leaders were European Jews and atheists.
George, it's a very important point to understand that the majority of Jews, the majority of Israelis, in fact, are themselves escapees or descendants from escapees. They are refugees escaping persecution and massacres in Arab countries.
Which massacres were those, John?
There were massacres, the Al-Faruq massacre in Baghdad.
Tell me about that.
Where 600 Jews were murdered.
What year was that?
Well, that was in the 1940s, but also, well, you know, I've got relatives.
Tell me when in the 1940s 600 people were massacred in Baghdad.
You can look it up yourself.
I will look it up. I'll be looking it up while we're going on with this program.
I'm sorry, there were many Jews killed, particularly between 1948 and 1950.
You've said on air that 600 Iraqi Jews were massacred in Baghdad in the 1940s.
That's true.
You've said it. I'm just about to research it now during the rest of the program. Now go on. Go on. You've got your propaganda script there, so read through it seriatim, please.
Can I just finish what I'm saying? Between 1948 and 1952, over a million Jews escaped persecution in Arab countries. Where could they go? They had nowhere to go apart from Israel. The majority of them settled in Israel. They were virtually the only country to take them in. So, I mean, you know, it's important to get your facts straight. Remember also that in...
You're telling me to get my facts straight.
Yeah. So remember,
you're a Zionist propagandist and you're telling me to get my facts straight. Every single thing you've said so far has been a falsehood. Everything you've said has been false.
It's very easy to say.
Well, I'm going to deal with it as soon as you're finished. If you ever finish, John, I'll answer you. Now go on.
Remember that in 1917 there was only 500,000 people living in Palestine. And during the British Mandate period, the British had a racist policy of allowing hundreds of thousands of Palestinians... The British had a racist policy of allowing unlimited Arab immigration into Israel, and hundreds of thousands of people who now claim that they are Palestinians and claim their right to national statehood are themselves the descendants of immigrants into Palestine. Whereas at the same time they forbade Jews from entering Palestine. Have you heard of the White Paper of 1939, which allowed Arabs unlimited access into Israel and forbade Jews from entering the land on the eve of the Holocaust? If the British hadn't have done that, millions of Jews would have been saved in the Holocaust. So, you finished?
You know,
can I just say one thing, George?
You've said plenty, so keep speaking, because I don't want you to say that I cut you off. John, you keep speaking until you're finished. I'm not interrupting you. You keep speaking until you're finished. Not least because if I could can this and carry it around with me as an example of the utter, unremitting mendacity of Zionist propagandists, your speech would be the one I'd take with me. So go ahead.
Just because you don't agree with something, you can't just quote...
Everything you've said has been a lie. Every statement that you made is utterly false. So go ahead. Go ahead. Keep speaking.
Well, it's a lie if you only get your information from dodgy websites.
Go ahead. Please.
I mean...
Finish your statement, John.
If I can just...
You've got it written down in front of you. So go back to where you broke off and read it out.
I haven't got anything written down in front of me, I can assure you.
No, I can assure you have. I've been doing this long enough to know when somebody's reading a script. So go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that you said that Israel's right to the land started in the Balfour Declaration. That isn't true. Actual fact, Israel's legal claim to the land is on the basis of the 1922 League of Nations mandate on Palestine, which gave the British the mandate on Palestine on the basis that they were creating national homeland for the Jews. And that's the legal basis on which Israel came into being, not the Balfour Declaration.
Okay, you're finished.
Well,